Radio Kaleidoscope Pop News Service and the headlines.
Windsor Free Festival to go ahead, Pink Floyd new album, John Cipollina joins Man, and the Carpenters to visit Britain.
Details.
Pink Floyd, who head the bill at this year's Nebworth Festival, will be previewing their next album there. The album, as yet untitled, is the band's first since Dark Side of the Moon and is planned for release later in the summer. Tickets for the Nebworth Festival are expected to be available from May the 9th, although postal bookings will be accepted prior to this by Harlequin Records, who have said that admission to the festival will probably cost £2.75. Nigel Olsen, who recently quit the Elton John band, has been replaced by Roger Pope, former drummer for the Kiki D band. Pope, who has also appeared with Hookfoot, played drums on two previous Elton John albums at the outset of Elton's career. He will debut with the band at Wembley Stadium on June the 21st. The Windsor Free Festival will go ahead this year, despite the fact that no officially sanctioned site has yet been found. It will run for 9 days, commencing August the 23rd. However, a group of local residents, called the Windsor Citizens Action Group, has obtained a court order preventing the festival's organisers, Sidney Rawl and William Dwyer, from advertising the event. Meanwhile, the Home Office, Crown Commissioners and the Department of the Environment are still looking for an acceptable site. In the longer term, the organisers are completing a study of the possibility of setting up a land cooperative, financed by sympathisers in the rock world and the general public, to buy and run a permanent festival site. The Edgar Broughton Band are to play a farewell British concert at London's Marquee on April the 29th. Thereafter, they leave for a tour of Western Europe and Scandinavia. Their only other British date before the end of the year will be at the Reading Festival. David Essex is likely to tour Britain this autumn. Essex, whose 1974 tour was a complete sellout, will probably be set a two-week itinerary and play successive dates at a London venue, similar to his one-week stint at the New Victoria Theatre last year. Dates are currently being finalised and will be announced on Music Week when known. Legendary guitarist John Cipollina, who once played with Quicksilver, has joined Welsh rock band Man for their upcoming British tour, which commences at Southend Kersall on May the 10th. This will be the first time that an original Quicksilver player has performed in this country, and his decision to do so was apparently made after jamming with Man at San Francisco's Winterland 3 weeks ago. Ken Russell's film of the rock opera Tommy has broken all previous box office records at London's Leicester Square Theatre, where it was premiered some 3 weeks ago. Meanwhile, in America, the film has already grossed $2 million in the first 2 weeks of selected release. Also in America, Roger Daltrey has been awarded the title Interstate Theatre's New Star of the Year 1975. Daltrey is reported to have said, "It's good news, I'm proud of Tommy. It's given British film production a much-needed shot in the arm. It's going to give The Godfather a run for its money." The High Court case involving Frank Zappa and the management of London's Royal Albert Hall has entered its second week. Zappa is seeking damages following an alleged breach of contract, namely the cancellation of one of his concerts at the hall in 1971, when Zappa had been due to appear with the Mothers of Invention and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in order to promote the movie 200 Motels. Several witnesses, including the film's director, Tony Palmer, and British jazz musician George Melly, have been called to speak in defence of Zappa's work. Other news concerning Frank Zappa is that Don Van Vliet, alias Captain Beefheart, has officially joined the Mothers and will play with the band on their forthcoming American tour. Despite persistent rumours over the past few months suggesting that The Who have split up, the band are getting together this weekend as a prelude to recording and live dates. Keith Moon has flown over from his new home in Los Angeles, and Roger Daltrey has a break in the filming schedule of his new movie, Listomania, in which he plays the part of Liszt, the famous classical composer. Karen and Richard Carpenter, whose million-selling album The Singles 1969-73 has been in the charts almost continually since its release in January 1974, will be visiting Britain for a 13-concert tour in the autumn. Their new album, Horizon, is set for release in early summer. There were angry scenes during Caravan's French tour last week. The band were due to play in Nantes on April the 17th, but were forced to cancel because they considered conditions in the hall both unsafe and unsatisfactory. On returning to their hotel, the band encountered fans disappointed at the concert's cancellation. caravan were explaining the situation to them quite amicably when the police moved in and allegedly threw smoke bombs to break up the meeting. A fire started shortly afterwards, and the incident became headline news all over France. This has been Roger Adams for Kaleidoscope Music Week.
The Big K Gig Guide with Lee Oliver.
Starry-eyed and laughing appear tonight at the Tithe Farmhouse in South Harrow. Good Thinking play at the Albemarle Club, Harold Hill, near Romford in Essex. And Strike a Light appear at the Cabbage Patch Pub near Twickenham Station, admission being 30 pence. Jerry the Ferret can be seen at the Cart and Horses in Stratford. And the West End Stompers play at the Three Tons in Beckenham High Street. Helen Reddy plays two concerts tonight at the Drury Lane Theatre. The performances start at 6.30 and 9pm respectively, and some tickets may be available from the box office, priced at £3 or £2.50. Duster Bennett attempts to return to the limelight tonight as he makes his first appearance for a long while at the Golden Lion in Fulham. FBI appear at the Torrington Club near Woodside Park tonight, and Medicine Head can be seen at the Twickenham Winning Post.
Come on down the road before the sun. Get high in your heart and have some fun. Hey, babe, I like the way you look. You're open like a child's first book. Oh, when you speak, it's just like a symphony. Oh, your fingers touch me with poetry. Don't underestimate what you mean to me. You're like a constant glimpse of the rising sun. Ah, you're like a constant glimpse of the rising sun. Inside my truck. Don't worry, you know you've got good luck. All you do is put your right foot out. Then the Lord will show you what it's all about. Ooh, when you speak, it's just like a symphony. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, your fingers touch me.
Medicine Head, who play this evening at the Twickenham Winning Post, Chertsey Road, Twickenham, Middlesex, from 8pm, and admission will be £1. Betty Wright continues on her tour of Britain with a gig at the Roundhouse in Chalk Farm. Support bands are Kokomo and G.T. Moore and the Reggae Guitars, and tickets are available at £1.50 from the box office. Planxty play tonight at the Pathfinder Club near Heathrow Airport, and doors open at 7.15pm. Brett Marvin and the Thunderbolts can be seen for free at the Greyhound in Fulham, and Stray play at the Greyhound in Croydon. Finally for tonight, Blue Diamonds appear at the Nashville, which is near to West Kensington Tube Station. Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, who have a new single release this week, appear tomorrow night at Dingwalls in Camden. Panache can be seen at the Fulham Greyhound, and the Tremolos recreate the 1960s at the Traveller's Rest near Kenton Tube Station from 8pm to midnight, and admission is £1. A good band called Major Surgery can be seen for free at the Half Moon Pub, Lower Richmond Road in Putney, and Tanglewood appear at the Lord Nelson Pub in North Severn. Jazz rock experimental band Hatfield and the North and the Chris Hines Combination appear at the University College of London on Monday evening, and admission is £1. On Tuesday, Witches Brew appear at the Windsor Castle, Harrow Road, West 9, from 8pm, and Abacus play at the Golden Lion in Fulham. Mother Superior play at the Brecknock in Camden on Tuesday, and the Edgar Broughton Band can be seen at the Marquee Club for 65 pence. And finally for this week, the finals of the National Rock Contest, sponsored by the Melody Maker, take place at the North London Polytechnic on Monday and Tuesday evenings. This is Lee Oliver for Kaleidoscope Music Week.
Radio Kaleidoscope, radio news service, and the headlines.
Radio Sweden complains of Caroline interference, ILR news, new TV transmitter relays, and land-based activity.
Details.
Radio Sweden has sent a letter to the Council of Europe complaining of interference to its signal on 1176 kHz from the transmitter of Radio Caroline. This follows complaints over the air from Radio Sweden that Caroline, which broadcasts one channel away on 1187 kHz, has been using excessive modulation, causing interference to Sweden's signal. Sweden claims that it has sent letters pointing out this fact to the Radio Caroline office in Playa de Aro, Spain, but as yet has not received a reply. The two transmitters are both on EBU channels, 9 kHz apart, so in theory no interference should occur. However, because of Caroline's habit of using higher modulation and audio compression than the EBU regulations, Sweden's signal is subject to severe splatter in the United Kingdom and some parts of Norway. Although Radio Caroline is not recognized by the EBU, Radio Sweden say they are only interested in broadcasting without interference on their usual channel and would quite happily let Caroline continue with their transmissions, providing they reduce their modulation to a suitable level. And more news on Caroline. English DJs Simon Barrett and Don Stevens have at last been relieved after some 3 months on board the Mi Amigo. Replacement jocks are Johnny Jason and new man Alan Simons. Following the report in last week's radio news that the Portsmouth independent local station, to be known as Radio Victory, will not be taking an IRN feed, we hear that Liverpool's Radio City is leading in the local news field. City, one of the IBA's most successful stations, now has two radio cars and an outside broadcast unit, and puts out some 210 news bulletins per week, consisting of a 5-minute news break on the hour, with bulletins extending to 15 minutes at 7 and 8am and 5pm. The original idea was that all ILR stations were to take the national news as read by the IRN, Independent Radio News, in much the same way as independent television stations take their news from the ITN, the Independent Television News. But right from the beginning of commercial radio in Britain, Capital Radio, the first general entertainment station, wanted to use its own news service, although recently, due to financial reasons, they have reverted to using the news direct from IRN. Television viewers in the Bedfordshire and Chesham areas will soon find reception greatly improved when the new UHF relay stations are installed and completed in 1976. The two relays will be running a maximum ERP of 100 watts and will be linked to the London programme contractors. And finally, after this week of low activity on the bands, here's Nick Bennett with land-based news.
LTIR financial troubles. London transmitter of independent radio is in financial difficulties, as previously stated 3 months ago in Kaleidoscope Music Week, that the LTIR will be returning with its regular four nights a week transmissions. Apart from Kaleidoscope's birthday broadcast, of which there were two, nothing more of them has been heard since on the air. More information as it comes to hand on Music Week next week. Sunday, 20th of April at 15:20, on 227 metres, a station was heard playing the Kaleidoscope close down. It played this twice and then went off the air. On Wednesday evening, the 23rd, on 96.3 VHF, between 1800 and 1945, continuous music was heard with the call sign Radio Sheila. This was of good quality, but the transmissions were too close to Radio 3. Also on Wednesday, on 225 metres, was a station playing James Last's Born Free and the Atlantis theme. The station then started using the medium wave as a public telephone. During the week and on Thursday, Radio Skyport was monitored up and down the medium broadcast band. On Friday evening at about 20:30 hours, Radio Sheila was heard on 93.6 VHF. Their transmissions are very close to Radio 3, and the quality of the broadcast could not be estimated. Sun Radio was heard last night on 92.4 MHz VHF from 20:00 hours onwards. Script, the magazine on alternative radio, plans to change its name to Radio Guide. The magazine gives a complete guide to all radio activity, including some foreign stations. A.B. Cohen reports for DX's Interested in MF that at this time of the year, it is interesting to note the distant stations which can be received on the medium wave band during the evening or just before nightfall. This has been Nick Bennett reporting for Kaleidoscope Music Week.
You write. We read.
And thanks for some super letters this week. The first one comes from Chris Shepherd from 25 Richmond Way, Feltham, Leatherhead in Surrey. And Chris's letter goes, reception today in Bookham, this was on Sunday the 20th of April, was good, and your programme's of the same professional standard. Well, thanks, Chris. After listening to your radio news spot on your Music Week programme, I thought I'd write to tell you about Radio Skyport, monitored today on 235 metres at approximately 12:30 p.m, closing down. I've heard the station since Radio England finished transmitting. Telephone number and mailing address of Skyport Radio are the same as for Radio England's, so it's very probable that the station is Radio England broadcasting on another channel and under another name. Well, thanks very much, Chris, for that small contribution. I'm sorry it wasn't able to go in the radio news slot a little bit earlier. About our VHF slots at the moment on Kaleidoscope, as you know, the frequency there is 96.3. We're at the state at the moment of building our new stereo transmitter. We're having a few technical difficulties, but as soon as the stereo transmitter's together, we will be going on the air again, hopefully. The QSL card is on its way to you, and certainly we're very pleased to give you a mention on one of our programmes this week. The next letter comes from Nick Hatch, and he lives at 27 Foxesdale, Blackheath in London. And he says, Dear Sir, very formally, I listened to Radio Kaleidoscope last Sunday for the first time after tuning in while scanning the wavelengths. Well, that's very intelligent of you, Nick. I wonder if you could please supply me with some information about your station, where you broadcast from. Well, first of all, we broadcast from very different places. Programmes, disc jockeys, etc. Well, Nick, the lineup at the moment is Tony Rockett is on The Breakfast Show from 10 to 11. We've got Pat Edison following him from 11 till 12. Music Week from 12 to 1, incorporating things like pop news, gig guide, listeners' letters, radio news, and the Tip Top 30, followed by Clive Thomas from 1 till 2. And from 2 to 3 at the moment, we've got Daddy Dave Owen standing in for us while a certain disc jockey is undergoing training. He says, could you please send me some Kaleidoscope car stickers? With pleasure, Nick. And as you advertise these on Sunday. Well, thanks very much indeed for your comments. I hope you can still scan the wavelengths and come up with some contributions, hopefully, for the radio news slot. Gentleman who's got a lot to say about that, actually, and he is the letter of the week, is P. Gardner, and P stands for Patrick. He lives in Thundersley, which is in South Bensfleet in Essex. He says, Dear Sir, again, every Sunday I try to listen to your station, though as I live some distance from your transmitter and use an ordinary ITT weekend automatic radio for receiving you, unfortunately, some weeks I'm unable to understand what the disc jockey says. Well, that may be because one or two disc jockeys perhaps are going in for speech therapy. The words don't come out clearly, he says. After too long a listening attempt, I get a headache from the background here, so I'm sorry to hear that the reception isn't very good. Unfortunately, with the changing of frequencies backwards and forwards, we have had some heterodyne on the frequencies we've been using, which is 1133 and 1124 kilohertz. He says, I always try to listen, especially to your excellent radio news programme. Well, thanks very much, and it's a great compliment to all the compiling work that goes in, which is something of a joint effort. He says it's always weeks ahead of magazines on the subject. I also like the tangerine backing. Does Kaleidoscope offer any stickers? It certainly does. And as for station information, we'll be sending you our news sheets, Patrick, and thank you very much indeed. He says, on the off chance, rather hopefully, I'm enclosing an SAE. So he says, at the very end, may Big K live on and prosper. Well, thank you very much for that fine sentiment. And I'd also like to thank that anonymous listener who sent in a rather sweet cartoon of a very large gentleman with a flowery shirt and a tie with the letters TR stamped on it, which I presume is his own impression of our famed Tony Rockett. By the way, if you do have any personal impressions of our disc jockeys, you must please send them along to us. It gives us a great deal of entertainment and pleasure, and we'd be happy to convey these over the air. So don't be shy about it. Do send them in. And until next week, this was Maggie for Radio Kaleidoscope Music Week.
Now on Music Week, the latest super single selected by The Big K.
Good afternoon, this is Mark Lawrence, and the Guys and Dolls new single, the follow-up to A Whole Lot of Loving, is called Here I Go Again, and the new single from Beano is called Little Cinderella.
Baby, we can stay out late tonight. Your mama and papa say it just ain't right. We don't even have the time to catch a show. When the clock strikes 12, you say, I'll have to go. Goodnight, little Cinderella.
Very nice, but very similar to their last single, which was called Candy Baby. That's a new one from Beano called Little Cinderella. Nezra's follow-up to their recent flop Hair on a Dog is called My White Bicycle. And this is new from Rita Young called Sending Out an SOS.
The usual shafty type rhythms, that's a new single from Rita Young called Sending Out an SOS. And here he is, bongos in hands and beads round neck, Ralph McTell.
Down at the cantina, I was dancing cheek to cheek with a dark-eyed senorita with the rose between her teeth. She got a rose between her teeth. I said, is that the rose I smell? Well, I found your breath so sweet. And she gave me a look that made me tremble from my head down to my feet. From my head down to my feet. And it's a fire on the island, flame round my heart. Burn on the mountain, my fire of the island. Of the flame, fire round my heart. Burn upon the mountain.
He's left the streets of London to go to Jamaica. That's a new single from Ralph McTell, and it's called El Progreso. The Housewives' Donny Osmond, Telly Savalas, has released the old Righteous Brothers hit You've Lost That Loving Feeling. And Lee Roberts has released this. The old free hit, All Right Now.
That's a young lady called Lee Roberts, wrecking the old free hits All Right Now.
Hot Chocolate have a new single out this week called Disco Queen, and so does John Lennon. It's called Stand By Me. A new single from John Lennon, and it's called Stand By Me. The Goodies have dragged out one of their really old songs they used in their radio series of the late 60s, but it follows on quite nicely. It's called Stuff That Gibbon.
Before we begin, thank you. Thank you, oh, thank you, thank you.
This is Dr. Hook, minus the medicine show, and his new single called Millionaire.
I'm not a bad person. I don't drink and I don't kill.
That's hip.
I got no evil habits, and I probably never will. I don't sing like Elvis Presley. I can't dance like Fred Astaire.
I can.
But there's one thing in my favor.
What?
I'm a millionaire.
That's beautiful.
And I got more money than a horse has hands. From a rich old Uncle Dad. And answered all my prayers. But having all this money is gonna bring me down. If you ain't with me, honey, to help me spread it around.
You call me honey again, sugar, and I'll spread your nose.
I could get myself a nose job. I could diet for a year. But I'll never be Robert Redford, 'cause I'm much too fond of beer. Please don't misunderstand me. It's not love I'm trying to buy. It's just I got all this here money, and I'm a pretty ugly guy.
But I got more money than a horse has hairs. 'Cause my rich old uncle died and answered all my prayers. But having all this money is gonna bring me down.
If you love me for whatever else I got, but accepting all this stuff, I'm alone in Fort Knox.
Could I get some?
I don't guess I'm doing all that hard.
But I got more money than a horse has hands. 'Cause my rich old uncle died and answered all my prayers. But having all this money, gonna bring me down.
If you ain't with me, honey, to help me spread it all around.
Hey, you! Come here, baby! Stop crying! Put a quarter in the jukebox!